Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
As tears are wiped away.
Listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Sparkling stream. shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not, as thou hast been the forever. Thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Da 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 da.
And harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. That endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness.
Joshua to go to Jericho and to march seven times around. He followed faithfully the blessed Lord's command, and the walls came tumbling down.
Yes, the walls,
yes, the walls,
yes, the walls, yes, the walls came tumbling down.
Joshua,
Joshua,
Joshua
marched seven times round.
Then the walls,
then the walls,
mighty walls came tumbling down, and the walls came tumbling down. If you are trusting in the power of the blood and you hope to wear a crown, go forward quickly and obey the holy word. Walls of doubt will tumble down.
Yes, the walls,
yes, the walls,
yes, the walls,
yes, the walls came tumbling down.
Joshua,
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 march seven times round.
Then the walls,
mighty
walls, came tumbling down, and the walls came tumbling down. The
loving sinner, come to him today. Turn from this vain world's renown. If you will follow him in faith like Joshua, walls of sin will tumble down.
Yes, the walls,
yes, the walls,
yes, the walls,
yes, the walls came tumbling down.
Joshua,
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 march seven times round.
Then the walls,
then the walls,
mighty walls,
came tumbling down.
Well, I've been to the river, I've been baptized, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that once I was, and redeemed is now my name. I've been changed, I'm newborn now, all my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed. Though my sins were as scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today I am free. I was lost in the darkness, but now am found. I was blind, but now I see. I've been changed. I'm a newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed. Like the poor Hebrew children, I wandered long in a bare desert land to and fro. But I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's land, where the milk and honey flow. I've been changed, I'm a newborn now, all my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed. When at last in his presence I stand alone, he will wipe all the tears from my eyes. And I'll thank him for giving a wretch like me lasting hope beyond the skies. I've been changed, I'm a newborn now, my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed. What a difference it made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh yes, I've been changed. I'm changed.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays his power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Prayer Meeting. Romans 15 verse 30 says, "Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me." Judy Atkin, the founder of ASIP Ministries, the Adventist Southeast Asia Projects, tells one of the many stories where she has personally seen God heal immediately. She knew a lady in Phanat Nak Hom, a Cambodian refugee camp, who desperately wanted to immigrate to Canada because that was where her only remaining daughter lived. She had one big problem, a bad case of tuberculosis. There was no way she could pass the medical exam to be allowed into Canada. However, she was a believer in Jesus. She asked for prayer. Judy Atkin and about 35 fairly new Christians crowded into her bamboo shack. They knew there was a God in heaven who loved to heal, so they asked him to show his power and love. Then, the Cambodian woman walked to the medical clinic for an examination. Her lungs were clear. That's the way Jesus is. He delights to heal. He delights to give joy. She was so excited. Canada would be her new home. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Desire of Ages, page 350. Calling the 12 about him, Jesus bade them go out two and two through the towns and villages. None were sent forth alone, but brother was associated with brother, friend with friend. Thus, they could help and encourage each other, counseling and praying together, each one's strength supplementing the other's weakness. In the same manner, he afterwards sent forth the 70. This story, Prayer Meeting, was written by Scott Griswold, the Assistant Director of Adventist Southeast Asia Projects, ASAP Ministries, Berrien Springs, Michigan. Details are on their website, asapministries.org.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of nearly drowning. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Daniel Verkerker. And I'd like to tell you about my experience. This happened when I was 18 years old and my friends had a birthday party. One of my friends had a birthday party, and the birthday party was happening at a beach. And it was a beautiful sunny day, and it was a wonderful day to go to the beach. And so we were having a wonderful time. And my friends thought that it would be a wonderful idea to go and swim to a sandbank that was just a little ways from the beach. And so off they went, and I decided to go along with them. Now, I actually come from Croatia, and the beaches that we have there don't have a lot of waves. And so the water is fairly still. And so I still didn't quite have the hang of swimming in Australian beaches. And so as I was swimming, the waves were coming in, and I was swimming against the waves instead of going underneath them. And as I was swimming and the waves kept hitting me, I soon realized that I was losing energy and that I was losing energy quite quickly. And I had swum to about the point where it seemed like a little too far to go back to the beach, but it also seemed a bit too far to head to the sandbank. And as I was looking around, I saw that my friends were afar off. And I also noticed wherever I looked that I couldn't see anyone. I knew I was in trouble. And so I prayed a very quick prayer. I prayed, "Lord, help me." I don't actually even remember what I prayed. It was something like that. And the next thing I know, all of a sudden, I don't know how, but I saw two of my friends right beside me with their bodyboards, and I asked them, well, they asked me if I was okay, and I said that I was struggling and that I was wondering if I could borrow their bodyboard to go back to the shore. They lent me their bodyboard and off I went. I am convinced that God sent those friends. How he got them there, I don't know. One day I hope to find out. And all I know is that without them, I probably may not have been here. And so I am very thankful to God that he heard my prayer, and I am convinced that if he heard my prayer, he can hear your prayer. And I know that God answers prayer and that he definitely does perform miracles still today.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.